Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to another episode of Friend of a Friend. It's your host, Liv Press. I cannot believe that it is already the first week of December. I have no idea how that's happened. I feel like this year has gone by so fast. Usually I say that every year, but this year specifically just went by in a blink. It has been so much fun seeing all of you post your Spotify Wrapped as we near the end of the year. I had so many of you sharing them with me. It meant the world. It is so much fun to be even just a small part of your day. So thank you so much for listening this year. Thank you for being a fan and supporting. It means so much to me to have this community every week. I love being able to help you guys find your personal style, give you guys style tips, and so much more. It actually was so much fun in our Spotify Wrapped this year. We were able to see so many new audience members coming in from different countries all around the world. I was so shocked to see that we now have listeners in Iceland, Taiwan, Ireland, Latvia. It's truly amazing. So hi to all of you who are listening if you're listening to this episode. And thank you so much for finding us. So as we near the end of the year, one of the episodes that I really have been wanting to do for a while is this episode where we investigate what it means to put together an outfit. I feel like I often get asked style questions, how I put things together, how I envision building an outfit. Like, where does it all start? First of all, I'm so excited to be able to put this episode out today, but I didn't want to do it alone. And if there's anyone who I know also knows how to build a really good outfit, it is my dear friend, Tanya Sarin. She is the woman behind TikTok's Favorite Closet. You probably know her for so many of her cool Getting Ready With Me videos, or maybe you've seen her trying on some stunning bridal gowns lately at Vera Wang on Instagram for her upcoming wedding next year, or you just adore her eye and style for all things cool in life, as I have. I've been following her for so long, and we've built such an incredible friendship. She is a creator in this industry who I admire so, so much. And I'm so grateful for her friendship. And I'm also so grateful to have her on the show today because she is a wealth of knowledge and just so much fun. She's been creating fashion and lifestyle content for over a decade now, so she knows the biz. And she's really made an interesting career for herself on her honestly endlessly chic style. So take notes, follow her on Instagram, follow her on TikTok. She's a great follow. I love, love, love her TikToks where she really takes us into her closet and shows us how she puts together outfits every day. So there's so much to learn from this episode. She takes us behind the scenes of curating her taste and how she's been able to share it with the world. We talk about her closet must-haves, the items she's lusting over as we get close to Christmas and the holidays, and how to put together a standout outfit that really feels like you. She also gives us an inside scoop into her wedding next year, which we're also excited to see, from how to find a dress that feels like you to her best advice for fellow brides. I hope you guys love today's episode as much as I do. I had so much fun recording it. If you're listening on Spotify, please leave us 5 stars. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please do the same and leave me a nice review. It'll be my Christmas present. I would appreciate it so much. And of course, if you love this episode and you hear something in here that you love about getting ready, share it with your friends. It's really what helps the show grow so much. Without further ado, here's my friend, Tanya Sarin. Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Liv.
I'm so excited that you're here. This feels like a big deal. I feel like I accomplished a really insane feat getting you in this room.
Yeah, I was pretty nervous. I normally don't say yes to podcasts, but because I love you and I think you're so great.
Thanks.
And you're a friend of mine. I said, let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
I feel like I was so shocked when you were nervous because as someone who is not only a friend of yours, but also a fan of your content and your Instagram and your TikTok, I was so surprised because it's they're not even distant cousins. Like, they're cousins. Like, the way that you speak on your Get Readies with me and the way that you speak to your audience is so similar to this. I actually find that more daunting than this. This
really?
Is like at least like face-to-face
My
connection.
My heart is beating so fast right now.
This is at least editable. Like, those Get Readies with me, like, you're like on.
I know. I don't know. Maybe I need to do a couple to feel more comfortable, but maybe I'll feel really comfortable after this.
I think you will. Yeah. I know you will.
Yeah.
I've actually been so surprised in the past few years how many people are nervous about podcasts. It feels like this like abyss.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to guests, it's like you have to go on a podcast whose host you trust and you like actually are excited to have a conversation with.
Yeah.
And you know that that conversation will naturally flow. My favorite episodes are when I have a friend like you who I have amazing fashion and style conversations with, like colloquially in real life. And I say, this would make for a great pod episode. Like, let's bring them on and have that conversation recorded. Those are the best episodes. And so I think you'll have a fun time.
I think so too.
How are you? Tell me what's new.
I know
good. We're recording right as we're about to break for Thanksgiving. So it feels like I like always love this time of year.
I do too.
It's just a two-day week.
Nice.
I know.
So nice. Honestly, I've just been planning for the wedding. It's been pretty crazy lately. And then we're doing construction to the house and renovations and all the things, new furniture. So that's been pretty time consuming. And then also, you know, filming all my Get Ready with Me.
And all the other things that you do.
All the other things, yeah. Yeah.
Wedding sounds so exciting. You and I have had so much fun going back and forth on wedding things for the past like 6 months, I feel like.
Yeah.
Any like fun updates you feel comfortable sharing? Anything that you're like just bubbling about right now? I'm sure that there are a lot of people listening right now that are dying for like one nugget of something.
We have a venue.
Great.
We have a venue and we have a planner.
Do you have a date?
And we have a date.
Great. I always think, and when I was wedding planning, the one thing people kept telling me over and over again was, if you got a venue and you got a date, you're doing great.
Yeah. We're doing September.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Very excited. It's my birthday month too, so I feel like it's going to be a big month, special month.
For people who are listening right now, and I know this for a fact because I watch your wedding content and have loved watching you do all of these try-ons and go out there in the world and try to find the right fit.
Yeah.
What has been the biggest learning for you through that? Because for me, wedding dress shopping has been like a soul-searching insane experience. You really learn a lot about yourself.
Well, it's funny because I thought I was going to be like the anti-bride, like, I don't want to do like a big princessy gown and like ball gown situation. But then when I put a ball gown on, I was like, is this something I should be doing? When else am I going to wear a ball gown, right?
Ding, ding.
So, hey, I might do a ball gown.
This is exactly where
I don't
I'm
know.
At. This is exactly where
I still
I'm
don't
at.
Have my dress,
right.
But you know.
I'm in the same place. I put on a bunch of dresses. Thought I was going to be this like very chic, beautiful, like Calvin Klein style bride.
Right. Yeah.
And I too put on like a big, I'm trying to find a word to recalibrate a princess bride.
Yeah. Or
because
like a ball
that
gown.
I don't like that.
Just, yeah.
I think maybe we just call it like bridal.
Right.
Like, because
like
the,
a classic
like
bridal?
Like a classic
look?
Bridal.
Yeah.
That feels classic bridal.
It does.
The lace, the like volume, like that feels classic bridal to me.
Yes.
And I completely agree, which is that in the beginning I was like, that's not me. What am I talking about? And then I put it on and I put it on in contrast with the dress that was really, again, chic, form-fitting vibe.
Yeah.
And I was like,
You could wear that anywhere, though.
I was with my best friend and she goes, you could dye this black and you'll wear it to a gala.
Exactly.
And I was like, oof. So here we are. I think we're both doing, like, I think we're going to do it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do it. I'm not going to speak for you. But like, I think.
I think I'm going to do it too.
Because
are we giving away too much?
No. It's do you know how many categories and how many elements?
I'm kidding.
There are no, there are so many elements here. You guys are never going to guess until you see it. Come on. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
But my like fellow brides, I would say that like, do the thing. Do it.
Yeah.
Like, go
it's
all
what
the way.
You least expect is what you're actually going to go with.
Same thing for engagement rings, by the way. And I remember you and I had a really fun convo the day that you tried yours on.
Yeah.
It's like you have this idea and then you actually go put it on and you're like, oh, maybe that doesn't look good on my hand. That looks good on the random Pinterest hand, but like not mine.
Well, I thought I was going to be an emerald girl. And I put it on. I was like, oh, this doesn't look really good on me. And then I put the round and I was like, wait a second. I never thought I would be a round girl. And here we are.
And I couldn't picture you with any other ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to go try everything on.
Yes. Are you going to have two dresses or three?
I think two. I feel a little overwhelmed by three.
Me too.
I would just love to do like one change.
Yes.
Feel good in
that. You also want to be at the party. You don't want to like be away too much and do glam and hair.
Nope.
You know?
I want like
the whole thing.
One seamless change while people are dancing and don't notice that I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I want to be in that thing all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might have found that one.
Yay! Yeah. No, I'm happy for you because it's really stressful. Like, I'm really happy for you.
I know.
That's a whole, again, a whole other vibe. Do you want to go long? Mini dress? Suit?
I thought I was going to do pants because I'm such a pant trouser girl.
Are you in a mini dress for your after?
No.
Okay. Whoa. I was about to be like, I was like grabbing the chair.
Well, I put that, I don't know if you saw that video.
I did. I loved
Oscar
it.
Mini dress.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Like, oh my God, this is so cute.
It was really cute on you. And I don't think I have ever seen you in a mini.
I can see you in a mini. I totally can, but I feel like it's not you.
I have a question for you.
What?
Do you think that your wedding dress has to be quote unquote you?
A part of it does.
Yes. I do feel that as someone who's been shopping around a lot, that some of the dresses that I'm gravitating towards, people who follow me or even you would be like, that's so not you.
Uh-huh.
But it's beautiful. And like, I love this for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There have been a couple dresses I've been into that I'm thinking about, and I've been showing it to some family and friends, and they look at it and they're like, wait, this is you, but in a wedding dress.
Yes. And that's like a different category.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
No, it does. Because I think, again, bridal is something you do once. It's really different.
But I also want it to be so different. Yeah. I don't want it to be something that I've worn before, right?
Exactly.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Before we continue our conversation, a quick word from one of our sponsors. It is the holiday season, which means we are probably attending a ton of different holiday events. Maybe it's a holiday party, Christmas with your family. Maybe it's a potluck dinner, whatever it is, I have a firm belief that you should never show up to anything empty-handed. It was one of the best lessons that my mom ever taught me, and I love being able to treat my friends and host to something really special. One of my favorite things to do is actually bake something, and I have been baking so many things from Stellar Eats this holiday season that it has become my go-to and honestly such a crowd pleaser. If you guys haven't heard of the brand before, they make grain-free baking mixes made with 8 or less real ingredients like almonds, coconuts, and dates. So you know that whatever you're bringing is healthy, but it's also so good. What I love most about this brand is the taste and texture is so similar to traditional and conventional treats, But their mixes are actually gluten-free, paleo-friendly, and naturally sweetened with coconut and date sugars. My go-to has been the carrot cake. It's been such a complimentary item to anything that you would have on a Christmas table. It's so autumnal and just tastes delicious. I know you guys will love it. But they also have other things like banana bread and coffee cake and so many other things that are perfect for your pantry. You guys have to try it. I know you're going to love it. Visit StellarEats.com and use code FRIEND at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's StellarEats.com. Use code FRIEND for 20% off your first purchase. And if you guys have a Whole Foods nearby, you can stop by there because it's available at Whole Foods stores nationwide. Okay, let's switch gears away from the weddings okay. and into why we really have you here. But no, that's also why we have you here. We wanted the tea. Needed the tea. But so you are someone who I have so grown to love in this industry. I think you and I have such a kinship in the way that we get dressed and the way that we view fashion, yeah. the brands that we love. And I have grown so fond of your career, especially these Getting Ready With Me videos. And an episode I've been wanting to do really badly for a while is kind of investigating that process okay. since Getting Ready With Me has become such a huge thing online. And yeah. people are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like there's something that just hooks people. Mm-hmm. And even myself, who's in fashion, who sees like dozens of these a day, right. I love watching people get ready. Maybe it's because I love fashion, as yeah. do you. Yeah. And I just love like kind of watching this like anatomy yeah. moment and like magic moment come together. But I specifically was thinking about this episode and I was like, I need to bring you on because you have just, I think, built really this fun niche for yourself in that world. Like, I get so excited when I'm on Instagram and I see your closet. I'm like, here we go. What are we getting ready for? So it's just a fun thing. And I want to kick this off by hearing a little bit about your experience and kind of getting into, I like can't laugh without saying this, but like getting into the Get Ready With Me space.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, what has been working for you in that format?
It's so interesting because I started doing content creation or being a content creator, I should say, like almost 10 years ago. It's been a really long time. And I was all about like the cool girl aesthetic and like taking photos. And that was my thing. Like we didn't talk on camera. Like the cool fashion girls didn't talk on camera.
We could do a whole other podcast That's episode a whole about other this. Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. It's a 180 shift. I feel like when I just started out, that was like cheesy.
Yeah.
That was not the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was all about aesthetic. It was mm-hmm. like, what does your feed look like?
Right.
It was like, how cool can the photo be?
Right. How and, dark and moody could it be? You know, like that was my thing. Yeah. My yeah. brand has evolved so much, but I knew I had to start doing video. I knew I had to get onto TikTok. I knew I had to evolve and stay relevant. And so I got onto TikTok and it was so funny because I was so anti-TikTok. I was like, I don't think I could do this. I don't want to talk on camera. I can't do it. I'm not Gen Z, you know?
Yeah.
I'm 33 years old. I'm like, there's no way I fucking can do it. And so one day I was like, you know what? I need to get over it. We need to start doing video. And so we started doing it and I wasn't very comfortable. And then I feel like it took me about like a year to really get comfortable on video. And film Get Ready With Me's. And I was like, I don't want to do it in front of a tripod. Like, I feel like I need to do it in my way, maybe a little more elevated, you know? And so we're like, let's kind of do it AD style and just, you know, follow me around and let's figure out what I'm going to wear for the day, like on the spot sort of thing. And so once we started doing that, like people were really into it. We're like, should we keep going? I don't know. And so we just kept filming and it just kind of that just kind of became my thing.
The AD style thing actually kind of gave me a like butterfly moment because yeah. I never correlated it to that.
Yeah.
But it's so fun knowing you and how much you love interiors
yeah.
and like thinking through your old apartment and not thinking about your home.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
You took that one thing that you loved from something else and made it in like combined it with your content.
Right.
And that's such a cool way to just bring that like slight level of innovation. Like you're not yeah. reinventing the wheel,
yeah.
but like how are you making it feel like something that is so true to you, so true to what you know your audience loves because
yeah.
your audience follows you for that like elevated sensibility.
Yeah.
I love that. I never picked up on that until now. And I get it. It is really true. Like we follow you into like the closet
mm-hmm.
and it feels way different than just being on a tripod.
Yeah.
The tripod thing feels stagnant, but that's why I don't know
it
if
does,
you've seen
yeah.
those like things on the internet now where you can like get the moving tripod.
Right.
That tracks where you're going.
Yeah. And actually, like, Michael got that for me recently.
Oh, that's
cool. He was
cool.
like, you could do that if Sophia's not here or
yeah.
your assistant's not here.
And it's the only time I think I want a robot in my house.
And I was like, I can't figure this thing out. Like, I need someone filming me.
No, I also like, what happens if you like move rooms? And you do.
Oh, yeah.
You move rooms a lot. Like, it'll follow you.
Yeah, so I would
you,
have to like move it as I'm, yeah.
I feel, that feels too complicated.
Yeah.
So I'm always curious about this because I feel like for every content creator, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And for anyone who loves fashion, it's also a little bit different. Do you start with a piece? Do you start with like a way you wake up in the morning? Do you start with like an idea in your head of something you're trying to achieve?
I normally start with a piece.
That makes sense because I'll see you walk in and be like, I just got these new boots.
Exactly.
I just got these pair of pants.
Yes. It's normally with something new and something that I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Or something that I haven't worn in a really long time. Like, for instance, the pants I'm wearing today, I haven't worn it in a long time. And I was like, I want like my signature Tanya look. And this is like the signature look.
This is so you.
This is so me. And I haven't worn it in a long time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to pull out my baggy jeans and a blazer and like.
Where are these pants from?
Hackney.
Of course.
Yeah.
The other blazer that I love of yours is Acne.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, they're great. I honestly, you reminded me that day that like, I love Acne so much, but it's funny if you're someone who loves their pieces, but is so aesthetically different from like their catalog online,
right.
Which is me a lot of the time when I go on their website, the way it's styled is so not me.
Yeah.
But I constantly have to keep going back there because there are so many good pieces as long as I'm able to like differentiate.
Yeah, because their styling is pretty
grungy almost.
Grungy, edgy. Ravery, Gen Z, which I love. I just can't really pull that off.
Every day.
No.
I like that you start with a piece. I feel like I do that sometimes too. I feel like I try to accomplish a mood.
Yeah.
There's like a piece that I'll see and instead of like going around that piece, I'll be like, what am I feeling today? It's interesting because I feel like you have such a defined style. Like you even described earthy.
Yeah.
I feel like you're always in a great pair of pants that feel slightly edgy.
Yeah.
Edgy feels like too strong of a word. Maybe there's like
slightly edgy. Yeah.
But I feel like I'm always going for a mood. Like, I feel like...
I feel like you're more chic, like...
But that's not really a...
I guess it's not, right?
It's not. It's like, you look chic to me right now. So when people tell me my style is chic, I'm like, that's not a great descriptor. Because you can be edgy and still be really chic. Like, I think about...
preppy, though. Is it preppy?
I don't think it's preppy
either. It's not preppy.
But, like, today, for example, it's like, I woke up and was, like, looking through Tory Burch's stuff and was feeling, like, really inspired by her recent collection.
Yes, yes.
And this feels like my iteration of it.
Sophisticated, maybe a bit of 70s.
I don't know. That's cool.
I kind of,
I'm still trying to work through those.
The three words.
Like Alison Bornstein.
Yes. Yeah,
love
her.
I really, really love her content. By the way, guys, if you don't know who she is, go follow her on Instagram
right now.
Yeah. She's great. And she does that practice where it's like, how can you sit down and figure out what the three words to describe your style?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do that, but I feel like I'd need more words. I think that to me is like the perfect, it actually is the result of having lived in two really different places with two different styles.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I was living in New York in my 20s, I was a sneakerhead. I was in cargo pants all the time.
Wait, what?
I was in leather jackets all the time.
Really?
I was very quintessential kind of New York street style. Yeah.
Wow.
It was not like feminine ever. There weren't really touches of that ever. It
really?
Was very like, it was very streetwear. Very.
I actually can't imagine you with like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like this is so you.
I think I'm still maybe in this process of like figuring out what my words are. I always wonder for you, the worst feeling for me is like when you have this idea of an outfit in your head.
It doesn't work.
And it doesn't. I actually have a rule now that like if you've hit three times of trying it some other way and it doesn't work, you got to like, you have to move on.
Yeah, or just rewear something that you love. That's what I normally do. If something doesn't work, I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to wear something I really love that I know. I usually have like a folder in my phone of looks that I love that I've worn in the past.
Yeah.
And I look through that. I'm like, hey, I love this. And I feel like wearing this. I don't feel like nothing's working and if I don't have the time to pick out an outfit, I look through that album and I pick one look.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
My mom actually has an amazing closet. Like she loves vintage clothing.
Mm-hmm.
She has kept on to so many pieces that are just immaculate. And she actually has a binder in her closet that you can go into and look at. And she has like just laminated everything that she has.
Oh,
and it's
I
funny because we're talking like Chanel gowns. She went and found like the editorial that the Chanel dress was in.
No.
And she'll like print it out and laminate it. And it's like in the book for you to like look through. It's pretty great. Like,
oh, that's amazing.
I feel like I need to do that for myself because I feel like then.
Do you go shopping in your closet all the time?
All the time. Like we pull them out for the big important moments. But yes, when I was a kid, I was frequently in her closet.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
On the note of shopping and styling and amazing things for the closet, I want to shout out our sponsors for today's episode, eBay. This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, maybe a piece of jewelry that makes you look like a gem for the holidays, or sneakers and streetwear that make you feel fly with every step and maybe are great for traveling, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts, because we all know there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay, and when you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say Authenticity Guarantee. And that means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on, detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, every inch of it. They're making sure it's the real thing. So listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, maybe you're going to splurge on something for the holidays, or maybe you're going to splurge on something for someone you love for the holidays, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's actually really tough to tell the difference, no matter how much you may be like me and absolutely love fashion. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it makes it so easy for us. Again, just look for that blue check mark, and you know it's checked by a real expert. And they specialize in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, all the things we love. And these are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep for the holidays, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. It's interesting to hear that you have this kind of like visual reference. I feel like this happens to me often. Go in my closet, have this idea for a look that I like, mm-hmm. will like try to accomplish it, mm-hmm. go to take two, go to take three, and then I'll just like plop on my closet couch and like start scrolling.
Yeah.
What are you doing in those moments where you're like, I think I need a little bit of inspiration here?
I normally go to Pinterest.
Ooh.
And look at runway photos. Yeah. Yeah.
You're a Pinterest girly.
I'm a Pinterest girly.
Why am I not a Pinterest girly? Someone help me out here.
Do you go to, so you go to Instagram?
I go to Instagram.
Hmm.
But yeah. I noticed actually, as we've like maybe progressed in Instagram age, yeah. I like hit the save button less and less.
I really never do. It's
I know, so and I regret it because yeah. then I'm like, oh, I
just forget. Actually.
Me too.
Yeah,
I forget. I wish that Instagram came out with the save button when it like first started, because it's not innate to me.
Yeah, yeah. Pinterest. I don't know. I'm on Pinterest all the time. I'm always screenshotting, or I have like boards that I have created throughout the years. But I normally look at runway or editorial. That's my main inspiration, either from the 90s or current.
Are there any other creators who you're looking at?
It's really vintage style. I mean, I love Christine Centenera.
The best.
She's amazing.
You guys do have really similar style.
I've always loved her.
Yeah.
She's the editor-in-chief of Vogue Australia, or she used to be.
I think she still is.
She still is, yeah. And now she has a brand called Wardrobe NYC, which I love. Yeah.
Well, today I think that we really, again, it's funny because you and I are part of this, like the Get Ready With Me, it's way more casual. Those two, when we were growing up and falling in love with fashion, mm-hmm. there was nothing casual ever.
No.
It was always a look.
Always a look.
Always something.
A look.
Yeah.
Christine Centenera was in like sky high boots all the time.
Mini skirts. Gowns. Like yeah. it was super glam.
Yeah.
But yeah. I also, on the flip side of that coin, think that where we're at today has made fashion feel a little bit more accessible.
Totally. Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. But yes, I do miss those glam days quite often.
Because even now, like, I love this look, but like, would I wear it like to a lunch on like a Tuesday? Probably not in LA, you know?
Yeah, you'd wear something more casual.
Way more casual. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's funny because that era that you're talking about so informed my style. Like, I think about those early days of me finding my like sartorial taste right. and even now deciding mm-hmm. the things that I like. Yeah. And so many of those elements are still there.
Yeah.
For you, what do you think was really helpful in you finding your sense of style today?
I feel like the Christine Centenera era, like that's what helped me really find my style. When I saw her in her blazers and trousers and skirts, I was like, wait, this is what I want to look like in my 30s.
Yep.
You know, with the cool undone hair and her red lip. I was like, yep, this is the look.
I would love to ask someone who's considered Gen Z right now what they think is informing their style most.
Yeah.
Because
I'm like, curious what they would say.
Is it like a get ready with me that feels sometimes quite pared back? Because I completely agree with you. I'll never forget. I was in college. I was working at Teen Vogue. It was these like amazing street style shots from around the world that felt really fun. It was still
from like that one street style photographer, Sartorialist.
Oh, Sartorialist. Yeah. Who used to be married to Jenny Walton.
Yes.
Him, Phil O, I feel like was really influential.
Bill Cunningham.
Style Demand.
Yeah.
Those images completely inform my style and just gave me the bite of the fashion bug. I was in it.
Yeah.
And those feel so, it was also like the J. Crew era. So everything was like,
with Jenna Lyons.
Everything was like colorful, sequined, bright, bold. Mm-hmm. And like, that's kind of where I feel like I lived. I wonder what's informing people now. Like, is it TikTok? Is it those like,
I feel like TikTok.
Probably.
And Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just so pared back. Is there a styling trick in your kind of personal style that you feel like you turn to often? Like, is it something that you are constantly doing and love and feel like it's like an elemental part of your wardrobe?
I mean, I'm a trouser girl.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just my go-to. I feel my best in a trouser. It's funny because my grandma, when I was younger, would tell me, like, just don't wear dresses. You look better in pants. And that always stuck.
Grandma, it's really crazy how those things our parents told us as kids about dressing are seeds within us that we'll never leave.
And that always stuck with me. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be the trouser girl. And I'm totally okay with it.
I love being the trouser girl. I feel like a lot of the times when I'm working with like styling clients or anything along those lines, people are always looking for like a big glamorous piece, like a really intricate blazer, a beautiful dress.
Right.
And I feel like while my closet has those moments where I'm actually getting the most juice out of the squeeze, it's like those really great wardrobe essentials. Mm-hmm. Good blazer.
Yep.
Good trouser.
Mm-hmm.
Like
good button down. Yeah.
That's where I'm really getting the most juice.
I actually have an amazing turtleneck from Aritzia.
Best.
I buy all my tight ribbed turtlenecks from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could wear it with like a Chanel pant and it could look like $1 million.
There you go. That's been my biggest styling trick is like those foundation layers are actually more important than like anything you're ever going to invest in. So I would say like slacks, black, brown, white. Like a long sleeve kind of undershirt, same kind of neutral colors, a good black blazer, like those things to me.
A leather trench.
Leather trench. That's a good one. Anything else? Good white button down.
A good belt, too.
A good belt.
Yes.
I actually feel like this year the belt really made not a comeback because it's always been around, but like the belt came in hot this year.
Yeah. I feel like YSL kind of even. Yeah. 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 Oh, exactly.
YSL had a moment this year with accessories that I think really brought like, the big earring and this like the chic belt back into the fold.
With like skirts and like trousers. Mm-hmm. When they did that like skirt with the gold and brown belt and then the leather jacket with the pumps.
Oh, the pumps. Yeah. That just came out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, this is what I want to wear every day. But like, like we said, we can't wear that every day in LA.
I mean, I don't know. I'm out here kind of trying.
You know? I mean, we can, but like...
I'm out here kind of trying. I'm fine. I'm actually fine with being categorically overdressed everywhere I go.
Yeah, I guess I am.
It doesn't bother me. Like, I'd rather have someone be like, wow, you look amazing.
Yeah.
Than feel like I am the schlub of the party.
Yeah. But are you wearing pumps and like a blazer and a skirt to a lunch meeting?
Maybe not pumps.
Yeah. Maybe it's not the, maybe it's the shoe. Maybe
I think it's the shoe. And like these are Saint Laurent too.
Like those.
And like these are an open toe mule.
Like low, they're mules. Mm-hmm. Like you could totally, you know, wear that for a lunch.
I feel like your closet's always very organized for people listening who are inspired about the closet talk. Okay, fine.
I recently just hired an organizer to organize the closet because it was a disaster and people were commenting like, girl, amazing stuff.
Tanya,
clean your closet.
We can't be good at everything. We have to bring in the professional sometimes, you know? We can't be good at everything.
So thank God for them. It's been a game changer. I get ready so much faster. I can find all the things. Mm-hmm. Even the way they like folded my clothes, I was like, this is genius.
Yeah, I can't get behind that because it's not sustainable for me.
I'll have to show a video, but it's amazing.
And then they fold it in like the little balls.
Yeah, like the way they folded my socks, I was like, what?
Yeah, but are you sustaining that?
So I took a video of them doing all of it. So I'm like, okay. We need to keep it this way.
The friend of a friend community is going to check back in on you in about 3 months. And you can let me know where you are with those beautifully folded things. I actually now hang all of my shirts.
That's what I do now.
Even your t-shirts and like tanks?
Not t-shirts and tanks. Oh, long sleeves and button downs, yes.
Long sleeves, t-shirts. Actually, tanks are folded. But long sleeves and t-shirts are now hanging because I can't deal with the folding. And the problem is if the folding's not done perfectly, you open it up and it's wrinkled. And I'm like, well, this was a great waste of my time.
Steam it and it's a whole thing. Yeah. We got labels to like label things.
Wow.
In the drawers and in like the bins and the boxes. I'll have to show you guys.
Yeah.
It's a game
changer. A little simple Amazon labeler.
Yeah.
That's really good. I feel like that's been helpful.
And the same hangers.
Same hangers, best.
Oh my God.
Yep. Definitely a good one. Is there something, as we come upon the holidays, since you do have the best style, is there something you're lusting for? Something that we should all be adding to our gift list?
Ooh. I want like a fuzzy bag.
Like do you? Sheer,
I want to add like texture to my looks. So I feel like that adds like another texture, right?
Not to be that bitch right now, but Laura Piana makes a good one. They make like a good little like shirling pouch. That's very
cute. They do, yes.
I always think about that one.
There's a Loewe one I really love.
I would love to hear as we close out, what is your best piece of advice for anybody who wants to grow a platform based around fashion and wearing what they love?
Stay authentic to yourself, show personality, and have fun with it. I mean, that's what I did.
And
I wasn't expecting anything to happen. I really wasn't. I was just like, let's see if this works, it sticks, and it did.
Yeah.
So just keep trying and keep practicing, I guess.
Mm.
I feel like that's what I did. It took me like 6 months to really feel comfortable in front of the camera. Just keep doing it and keep practicing and you'll figure it out.
Completely agree with that. I think a lot of people think that the first take to something is like going to be that great one.
Yeah.
I love that you said like it takes practice. All of this takes practice. It's not a natural job.
Yeah.
Just like anything else, it's something you really have to work at and put yourself in those uncomfortable positions. Yeah. So it's a good one. Thanks for being on. Are you still nervous?
No, this was great. I had so much fun.
I'm so glad. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Friend of a Friend. Before you go, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at tiermedia.com. And for more behind the scenes of the show, visit us at friendofafriend.us and follow me at Liv Perez on Instagram. Don't forget the 2 V's. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.